Hey everyone, we have a special interview session with a tag team of speakers. They're not the only tag team of speakers at the conference, but certainly the first and only set that we'll have to, I guess, personally introduce you guys to here at GUI Native. So I'm here with Rachel Chang and Michael Van Loon. Michael, why don't you start to introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, I'm Michael Van Loon. I'm a senior developer at F5 Networks. And
I'm Rachel Chang. I'm a second year dev at F5 Networks. Very cool. We work together.
Awesome. And so you have been at the company actually for a shorter period of time than she has, is that correct?
Right. I've been there about a year and a half.
Okay.
And she's been there for
a little bit longer.
So how's that dynamic? Since you've been on the team, have you been her manager? Or her lead?
I've been the lead. I've provided the technical direction, but she has been definitely the person who knows how to find all the landmines in the code. And yep. And she was very instrumental in helping me figure out how stuff went together when I first got there.
Yeah, and how to not trip over your shoelaces.
Yes.
So I actually was unable to attend any talks where there was a tag team of speakers. So how exactly does the dynamic work between you guys? Was like you would speak for a couple minutes and then she would, or it was just like, so it was like half of it was you, half it was her? How did that work out?
Yeah, we did do a little bit of back and forth. So originally when we were planning our talk, we kind of chose a set of C++11 features that were kind of available in Boost. And so we picked several topics and we kind of mashed them together at first and did a dry run, but then over time we worked out our transitions and it worked out really well, yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So what was the, Michael, what was the title of the topic?
It was Boost a Bridge from C++98 to C++11.
Oh, very cool. And what parts did you talk about?
So I covered the more technical stuff, threading, regular expressions. I also wanted to give an introduction to RAII, which we call SBRM, Scope-Based Resource Management, because it's a fundamental concept that I think some people have an idea about, but they've never had it just really explained explicitly. And it led right into the talk about smart pointers and share pointers, unique pointers, scope pointers, that sort of thing.
Very cool. How do you feel the session went?
It was a disaster. No, wait. It was good. I think it went really well.
Awesome. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. Cool. So as a junior dev, I suppose, it was good to finally get some experience doing some presentations and to be able to share some information, and I felt okay about it. Yeah.
Cool. How's the questioning part? Did you any stumpers for either of you, or was it mostly pretty handled?
No stumpers. I thought we actually got some really good questions. It was nice. You know, some people had. It was interesting because we had some stuff in there that was very beginner oriented, just because we wanted to make sure that was covered. But we also had some people who they were just kind of curious about how we had solved that problem, which was nice. I mean, it kind of showed that it was in fact a valid thing that people wanted to know about.
That's right. Yeah, it's always good to know that the stuff you talk about is relevant to people both who are interested and who are just dropping by. Mm-hmm. So, what are your impressions of the first CppCon ever? Have you been to the previous conferences?
I've like been Boost to Going
Con,
Native.
C++ now? Okay.
Both
Going
of them. Those are the only C++ conferences I've been to. Rachel's been to the CPP now as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a super duper Going Native to me, except that there was no free food.
Yep.
Other than that,
there was free food, just not during lunch and dinner.
Yeah, right. Like
there was free snacks. Yes.
Yes, the Microsoft catering was very nice at Going Native, but that aside, it was awesome. I mean, every one of those conferences, including this one, it was great to meet. The authors of some of the books that I'd read to just, learn C++ and people who've been in the industry doing it for years, the experts, hear about things and techniques, libraries maybe that we had never used before. It's just a giant brain dump of information along with a celebrity, meet-a-thon, and it's a great time.
Yeah, I never realized, so I came to the C++ world not too long, a little over a year. I didn't realize that programming languages had, like,
celebrities.
So it's nice to see a lot of them here. Well, glad to hear you enjoyed the conference, and I know both of us definitely have Rachel to thank for a good amount of it. Rachel was part of the I guess the ground team of volunteers, which I don't know if I was officially part of. I was a volunteer, but not on, I don't know what the ground team
distinction
is. I told
John we should have you back next year.
Right. So what did you do for the conference in terms of planning?
I had a few dinner events that I planned for certain groups within the conference, and then I did the signage, some of it at least.
Okay.
You did some of them as well.
I guess I did.
And I helped out with various aspects as needed, like bag check even. And yeah, so wherever needed.
And how's the conference been for you?
Oh, it's been great. It's a lot of fun. 11-hour days is a little intense.
Yeah,
but
five days in a row.
Yeah. But it's been good to meet different people and to talk about C++ and to learn from other people.
Awesome. And very cool. How long have each of you been in sort of the, I guess, the C++ world? Michael?
As I put on my bio, I've been doing professional software development for 30 years. I've been doing C++ for a little over 20 years, which means I started both of those before I was born.
Eric, how about you?
I learned C++ as soon as I came into F5 Networks. Before that, it was largely C, so about almost 2 years now.
So out of curiosity, how big is the, I guess the transition slash, I don't know if jump is even the right term, but from C to C++, because one is based on the other, and yet they seem to be very different languages at times, is my impression.
Yeah, he's done several code reviews.
It's huge. I don't like even treating them as the same language.
I see.
Because we have a lot of C code in our product. And those guys are brilliant. I mean, the work that they do is very technical, network stack oriented stuff. But it's a totally different paradigm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think as somebody who's just learning programming, I think it'd be easier to come from C# or Java than from C, if you want to truly catch the most powerful aspects of the language. Otherwise, you get hung up on, you know, malloc and free and handling your pointers explicitly. And that kind of gets in the way of thinking more abstractly sometimes.
Very cool. Well, Michael, Rachel, thank you guys so much for joining us here, for speaking at the conference. And it's been a pleasure to have you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.